Security tightens in India in the wake of last week's terror attacks. A religious freedom bill in the U.S. needs more support. And a missionary team decides to quit being a log among the alligators. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. India's government is promising justice in the wake of triple bomb attacks in Mumbai. Investigators say no one has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's assault. The country's on high alert and security is being tightened. AMG International spokesman Pat Reagan says 400 miles away,
in Andhra Pradesh, where our ministry is located, the government has taken many steps to find out about the terrorists, and they're checking into all the important places like hotels and the theaters and the shopping malls and the bus shelters. They're checking all the vehicles, so security definitely has heightened there.
Anyone can advise caution during instability, but only God brings true security.
We touch, it's estimated, 100,000 lives a month in India through shelters, reaching the elderly, the young, the impoverished, the sick. We also work through newspaper evangelism and radio. We have church planting going on and evangelism in villages.
Their teams are intent on bringing the hope of the gospel because
God is using AMG India to really transform the culture there in Andhra Pradesh.
Meanwhile, religious persecution is being fought by Open Doors USA's new campaign to push House Resolution 1856 through Congress. H.R. 1856 is a bill that will promote religious freedom in U.S. foreign policy. It also gets funding for the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. 70% of the world doesn't have the freedom to practice or share their faith. Advocacy Director Lindsay Vesey with Open Door says this bill will take some heat off the gospel workers.
In many parts of the world, it's illegal to proselytize or to share your faith. So this would have a huge impact on the ability for people to live out their faith and share the gospel like Christ has called us to do.
The bill still needs members of Congress to co-sponsor it before it can be sent to a vote.
I've talked to many members of Congress and their staff who say, well, you know, we'll consider doing something like this if we hear from our constituents. So it's really important that they hear from you and that they know that you want them to co-sponsor this bill.
We have more details as well as links to point you in the right direction. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries is literally building ministry one brick at a time in Mozambique. The team in Shai was outgrowing its shared facilities, so they launched a new studio building project and raised enough to get the first phase kick-started. Already this month, the building team has a good portion of the first story laid out. Meanwhile, another team just finished up the recording of the Sina language New Testament. Pray for wisdom and provision as this ministry looks forward to both evangelism and growth. Next, the raw diversity of the people in London makes it a perfect stage for evangelism. EFCA's Reach Global is sending Mark and Kimberly Davis to London to be their first long-term missionary family there. They've been preparing for 3 years, and funding's been a struggle. In London, Mark Davis will be the city team leader, training future London missionaries and partnering with churches. They're hoping to form a solid base for preaching the gospel. You can get the full story at our website. And in a country of fewer than 6% Christians, you might expect missionaries to do everything from preaching to teaching to spreading the gospel. And that's what the Dallenberg family did for a while in Senegal with the Mission Society. But after a few years, Adam Dallenberg realized something.
During this time, a Wolof proverb came to mind. An alligator is always an alligator, but a log can never be a log. And you see, we were logs among alligators. We were basically outsiders. And so we needed to ask our question, what was the best way to achieve our goal of helping them help themselves?
So they switched their focus. They've created a discipleship program for one man.
He came to me hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. So we set up a meeting twice a week, and we inductively study the book of Romans, and it just really set him on fire. He has plans to go back to Togo and start a ministry there.
Pray for believers to be multiplied through this budding discipleship ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 20th anniversary, and to help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God in July. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link where you'll find tons of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. Things like going on a short-term mission trip or praying for an unreached people group. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.